coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy Thursday, people. You heard it right. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. We're Old School. We are brought to you by the Mercado, but we are coming at you live from Liquid Assets Sports Bar and Grill, 27th and Jamie Lane. Great food, great atmosphere. More importantly, family friendly. You want to welcome in the lady of the hour. You want to know why you're lady of the hour, Dana?
I make it happen.
Yeah, you make it happen, and that menu is on and popping, like we like to say. Welcome in. We must ask, we asked you off air, how long did it take you to come up with the menu? We already know, but tell everybody, since it's so good, I just can't believe it took so short of a time.
It was just about a week. We had a deadline. We had things to do.
Yeah. Now, is it harder to decide, you know, what, I guess, food to make or the names?
The names.
Yeah.
Food was easy. I've been cooking for a long time, and we got Dana's rub all over here, and I've been putting that on a lot of things for a long time. So it was just scratching the back of my head for all these recipes. It was easy.
So it probably took you a little bit longer to come up with Dana's rub than it did what the menu was going to be. How much trial and error went into to making your own rub? I mean, that's a mark of honor to have your name on a rub.
That didn't even take long. I just knew what was tasty. I've been cooking so long, you just kind of know what to play with. And that just came about a few years ago, and I've stuck with it. It's good.
So I'm gonna guess, but I'm gonna ask you, do you use the measurements or you use by feel when you talk about when you make your rub or when you cook?
Most of the time it's by feel, but we have recipes so everybody in the back of the kitchen can make everything. So my Dana's rub is totally measured out now, not just a handful of this.
The real Dana's rub is when you do it by feel. The everyone else's, for beginners like me, we would need it measured out for us. Tell us about your background, your journey through cooking.
Well, I did go to Southeast Community College.
Mom's a professor there. Love SEC.
Good. I have been in Lincoln for quite some time cooking. I started out at the Lincoln Country Club and just kind of fell in love with food. So that's what led me to go to college. Then after Lincoln Country Club, I helped Misty's for a while. Then I helped open Venue. Then after that, I helped open Texas Roadhouse. Then after that, I went back to Misty's for a while. And then after that, I was at the Hillcrest Country Club for 5 years. I was just out at the Beatrice Country Club.
Jake Sorensen, always gone, convenient.
Yep. And then, so now I'm here.
That's a lot of high level food.
It's a lot of food.
That's awesome.
It's a lot of good food too. But everybody knows Misty's. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows Venue. So.
Yeah. Your reputation everywhere you've gone has obviously been an uptick in the quality of food. I wanted to ask you, is there a difference between, like, you know, serving people at Hillcrest versus here at Liquid Assets?
I like this here because there, of course, it was members, so I couldn't feed everybody.
Yeah.
And I do just like to feed the average Joe, just somebody who's just like me, like you. So
Yeah.
What differentiates your menu from other sports bars, right? Like, why Liquid Assets? I mean, it looks incredible just by looking at it, but what do you take pride in doing here at Liquid Assets that other sports bars across Lincoln aren't doing?
A lot of things are from scratch. I am cooking my own chicken wings here. Our breaded chicken tenders are breaded by hand. We're not buying a lot of products in just to stick in the fryer. I love, I guess, just cooking, so it's really easy.
What's your top two things on the menu that you go to? So say somebody just came in, would be two things that you'd recommend? Obviously, number one is obviously in a different atmosphere with your dry rub.
Yep.
But besides that,
my favorite burger that I put on the menu is that Liquid Gold Smash. It has caramelized onions, cheddar cheese, and then a homemade gold cheese sauce.
Oh,
so that goes on that, and then it's on a really good brioche bun that doesn't have many ingredients, or I guess I should say a lot of preservatives.
Right.
It's good and healthy for you. Yeah. Another fun thing about here is we have beef tallow that we cook in. Mm. So our fries, our onion rings, everything that goes in the fryer gets cooked in the beef tallow, which is, of course, healthy for you. And it just, the flavor is amazing.
Those onion rings are hitting.
Yeah.
So whoever brought those out, whoever gave them to us, thank you very much. They are absolutely incredible. I've been an onion ring guy for a few years. These are at, if not the, the very top of the list for me. I do have to ask the names, right? I mean, you have the cooking background. We know the owners have more of a business background. That's pretty incredible. I love the names on the menu. Was that you? Was that them? How did like the stakeholder, the Liquid Gold, you know, sell the dip, stuff like that, or buy the dip? Like, where did the business names come from?
Well, the business names actually came from my sous chef in the back, but it was suggested to us that we should have a good fun name to make sure just everything matched up to money and making money. So it was fun. I do like the names on there. I mean, Buy the Dip Basket, the Open mm-hmm. Bell Nacho. The Open yeah. Bell Nacho is a great name.
Yeah, you got Stock Market mm-hmm. Skewers. I think, and also I think just obviously Liquid Assets obviously is a catchy name. And then mm-hmm. obviously you can't have it, you know, you need a catchy menu selections as well. I wanted to ask you about the, what is it, Capri Salad. Mm-hmm. That's not normal, but that's actually one of my favorite salads. So can you explain, you know, to everybody out there about the Capri Salad?
Yeah, so the Capri Salad, we put it on a bed of arugula, which is a peppery lettuce. And then, of course, we got beautiful heirloom tomatoes, and I try to do a variety of colors so you can just get all the elements there. And then also it's fresh mozzarella that gets on there, and then we have a nice herb crouton. And then we just do a nice basil oil drizzle on top with a little bit of red wine vinegar and a little bit of olive oil, and then just some salt and pepper. Mm. Very simple, fresh, but good.
Yeah, see, that's goes down with a nice brew.
And see, other sports bars do simple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't do fresh. They don't do healthy for you. It's just blowing my mind that, I mean, when I come to sports bar, like I want comfort food. I want to kick back, but I can do that and still not feel terrible about myself. Right. And it's win-win-win. Thank you for that.
It is win-win-win.
That means you want to have more, right?
That means I want to have more. It's true. Yeah,
you got to keep lying to yourself. Like, well, you know what? It's healthy for you. We've got a healthy bun. So we know what? I need another burger. Bring one home for the next day, man. That's it. This is, I mean, I was telling Jake and obviously Austin, we have a person that works with us named Nick. He is a tester. So if you need to taste something new, Nick will not only taste it, he works for free, but he will tell you whether he likes it or not. I'm telling you, from the first time he set foot in here about a week and a half ago, right, Austin, mm-hmm. he's been extremely impressed with not only the service, but the menu and the taste. So that's a, you know, big shout out to you. And obviously, you know, I will tell you, I got four of those onion rings down real quick.
Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and I love the dipping sauce as well, so we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Tell us about the rest of the staff helping out in the kitchen back there.
Well, at the moment, I got three guys back there helping me out tonight, and we all have long backgrounds of kitchen experience. Right now, I have Kale back there. He's my sous chef. He's been working with me for about 14 years, so we can just be back there and dance like all night long, just work well together. I also have Silas. He just started with us, and he is just going to be a great catch. He's going to help us run this place nicely. And then I have another helper back there. His name's Matthew, and he's just another great performer and reliable, and it's all we really need.
We talk about teamwork in sports. What does teamwork in the kitchen look like? What does it sound like, more importantly, probably?
Oh, it's really teamwork, because one man can't do it all. You got to have somebody on the flat top taking care of the meats, then you gotta have somebody setting, doing the sandwich parts, or maybe setting up salads, and then you have to have somebody who can marry and like help you glue the rest of it together, the other fried items, the sides and other things like that, and then we still have to get it and run it all the way to the window. So we need bodies, we need the people, all of our team members to work together, and it works out good. Our timing here is quite fast.
It's excellent service and excellent food. And I would, you know, piggyback on what Austin is saying, that, you know, when you're running I think everybody gets the benefit of what's on the menu. Also, we just benefited from onion rings. From your perspective, before we get you out of here, is like, how important is it? Because you guys are like the pistons in the engine, you know, mm-hmm. and how important is it to have that communication and leadership and being able to essentially make up for something? You might be out trying to fix something, then somebody else has to pick it up, where everybody is not just locked into one thing, everybody's trying to help for the bigger purpose.
everybody helps out. They do so much back there to help me, because at the moment, like if I was busy doing this, they'd be accepting the truck, helping put it away,
right,
checking in all the things that I need to check in. If somehow equipment just broke down or something like that, I have people back there that are willing to take the time and figure out what I need to do with it.
Right.
Yeah. I just have willing workers, and it's lovely.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. We appreciate you coming on. Obviously the menu, I would tell people, come out to Liquid Assets. Everything's good. And I'll say, you know what? I will be back so we can try your rub, even though, you know, it'll be measured out there. I'm going to try your rub here, yep, and then actually try to get you, maybe make something off schedule so I can get the true feeling of it. But we're going to take a quick break, come back. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, Old School. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
My name is Giorgio Settis. I'm the co-founder of Nutrafol. My hair started thinning in my early 20s. I tried everything and nothing was really working. So we created Nutrafol. Our hair growth supplements undergo clinical trials and have helped millions of men and women get visibly thicker and stronger hair in just 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.